And the Bible tells us that Adam is a picture of Jesus Christ. It says very clearly he was a figure of him that was to come. Now look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him." Verse 21, "And the Lord God caused the deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.'" Now what's incredible about this story, and something that I'd never put together until recently, but think about, how do we get life? We get life through the blood that came from the side of Jesus Christ. But how did the woman get life? From the side of the man, didn't she? Now think about this. What God caused a deep sleep to come on Adam. What is that a picture of? The death of Jesus Christ. And then through his death, what did he do? He gave life unto someone, the woman. Now here's the thing. In Revelation chapter number 12, the Bible tells us that the woman is what? Mankind. We get life through him. Here's the thing. The woman doesn't exist without the man. And the Bible emphasizes that in 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. It tells us that the man's not of the woman, but the woman of the man. And so the reality is, hey, how did woman get life? From the man. How do we get life? From Jesus. Because he's the author of life. And so that Adam there is a picture of what? How all living things came from him. Just like Eve is the one, she came from Adam. And then look at what Adam calls her. Verse 20. "And Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living." Look, all living things came from what? From Adam's side. Just physically, but here's the thing. All things spiritually come from the side of Jesus Christ, the last Adam. Eternal life. And what's incredible about this is, look, he said it wasn't good for the man to be alone. God didn't want to be alone. He wanted other people to be there with him, didn't he? And we get to inherit and be with Jesus Christ. And just like the woman was created for the man, we're created for Jesus. To be servants unto Jesus. And to be his helpmeet, and to be his ambassadors. Now, we're joint heirs with Christ, too. And you know, the reality is, obviously, the woman is subject under her husband, but you know, she's a joint heir in the relationship. She's of equal value, okay? And we should serve Christ as the wife should serve her husband. Go, if you would, to Revelation 22. Go to Revelation 22 for a moment. Ephesians tells us, "Wives, submit yourselves in your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything." So God constantly uses a picture of a man and a wife as us and him. Why? Because that's an analogy he gave us at the very beginning, through Adam and Eve. And Eve is that mother of all living. We all came from Adam and Eve. And it says in Revelation 22, look at verse number 16. "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star." What's interesting is he's the author of life. He is what created Adam. He is that root. Just like Adam is a picture of the root of mankind and how he gives it to Eve and then reproduce, that's a picture of how Jesus Christ is that root. And guess what? He's also the offspring. Somehow, he's part of his creation in the sense that he was born of Mary. And it's incredible how Jesus Christ is the author of life. He's the author of eternal life. He gets all of the preeminence.